Hello, I'm Gary Sternberg with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Office of Inspector General. I'm speaking with Gabby Fichetti, a member of the OIG's Toxics, Chemical Management, and Pollution Prevention Team in the OIG's Office of Program Evaluation. Today, we will discuss a new OIG report that talks about the EPA's ability to manage and delay increased insect resistance to genetically engineered Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT corn. Gabby, what exactly is genetically engineered BT corn?
Gary, one of the most widely used plant-incorporated protectants is a protein produced by a naturally occurring soil bacterium called Bacillus thuringiensis, or BT. The BT protein produces a toxin that is fatal to pest insects once ingested, and has been used since the 1960s as a conventional pesticide and in organic farming. In the early 1990s, scientists began to incorporate into plants the genetic material necessary to produce the BT toxin. The BT plants developed, which include corn, are now able to make their own BT protein to kill pests.
What impact has BT had on the environment and human health?
The EPA considers the development and use of BT as a public good because of the environmental and human health benefits resulting from the reduced use of broad-spectrum insecticides. In 2015, the corn crop in the United States was valued at nearly $50 billion, and 80% of the acreage consisted of BT plantings.
Can you provide any examples of the benefits of BT use?
Certainly. The U.S. Department of Agriculture documented an association between the use of BT and decreased insecticide use. The year before genetically engineered corn was introduced in 1995, 0.21 pounds of insecticide was planted per corn acre. This figure dropped to 0.06 pounds of insecticide in 2005 and 0.02 pounds in 2010. Consequently, in 2010, only 9% of all U.S. corn farmers applied insect pesticides to crops. In addition, the use of BT plant-incorporated protectants has resulted in reduced greenhouse gas emissions, lower pesticide costs, and increased yields for growers.
Does the use of BT corn have any effect on our economy?
BT corn has a significant financial impact on the economy, which has been estimated to be a nearly $231 million benefit to farmers. However, there is a growing concern that widespread planting of genetically engineered crops will hasten the development of insect resistance to BT toxin. According to a 2002 estimate, U.S. corn crops experienced over $1 billion in annual yield losses and control costs as a result of insect pest damage.
That's a lot of money. It's my understanding that the EPA works to keep track of any increased insect resistance to genetically engineered BT corn so that it can better manage and prevent that resistance. What steps has the EPA taken on that front?
The EPA collects and reviews compliance information from industry on an annual basis. Based on this information, the agency can monitor trends. However, data are self-reported and the EPA does not conduct any data verification.
Even with the compliance improvements, did you find any problems? What else can the EPA do to better manage resistance to genetically engineered corn?
The EPA's ability to manage and delay increased insect resistance to BT corn is hindered by challenges associated with detecting, reporting, and preparing for resistance. The OIG recommended that the EPA provide a standardized method for registrants to use to ensure that all parties are determining resistance in the same manner and with the same method. This approach will allow for comparisons to be drawn across reports. The EPA also needs to develop a system for growers and researchers to directly report resistance and field observations. In addition, registrants should be required to develop specific implementable remedial action plans prior to resistance development. Finally, changes are needed to the EPA's current insect resistance management program to increase the agency's ability to proactively detect resistance, confirm and address potential resistance, and share relevant information about resistance issues with stakeholders.
So, where do things stand now?
The EPA has provided corrective actions and estimated completion dates that meet the intent of recommendations. We have reached full agreement with the agency on our recommendations, and some corrective actions have already been completed.
Thank you so much, Gabby, for sharing the results of this important evaluation. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG. And be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPAOIG.